Hello.
Hey. Hi, Nick. How are you doing? This is Sasha from Elite Writing.
Good. How you doing?
I'm great. I hope I did not disturb you at this hour.
No, you're good. I think I called earlier. We were out and about. But.
Okay. Nick, I sent you a mail regarding the edits, you know, like the final edit that I have got from the team, and I sent it to you. I did not receive any response from your side, and I was wondering if everything is okay at your end. So,
well,
you know, it's just, yeah, and I got a call. I got to know that you called Anna, and you were talking about some payment that I asked you, but I did not. I was just making sure that you have the, you know, like, copyright and everything, but that we have started. We are doing it for you, so I think we are good, all
right? Right, yes. Anna called me, yes. And as far as the edits go, it seems when you edit, you do edits, you send them back to me for approval, correct? And then I can re-edit. I can put things that I wanted in there and then leave things that you might have edited. So when I do that, when I edit things, when I re-edit things, it seems sometimes that your edit team goes back and edits them again to where they edited it.
And okay, so you are saying... Okay, so you're saying that whatever corrections you make are not there.
Correct. Some are, some aren't. Some you have taken my editing,
please go ahead.
And some you haven't. Some it goes back to what you did. And this is not to be rude in any way or anything, but your edit team seems to sometimes make the right grammatical choice, however, not the right wording. So, like, you haven't spent time in the South or America in general, there are certain, like, phrases and things and ways to talk that maybe they're not getting. Maybe they're not understanding. So while maybe they're making the right grammatical choice, it doesn't.
But the words are not
It doesn't sound right. It doesn't. That's not how people talk, as it were, kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I got it. Can you please do me a favor?
So when I go back and edit things, so this time, this last thing, so the last manuscript. So now, why I didn't call you actually and get things back to you is because now I'm having to go all the way to chapter one to see what you guys did, and I see that sometimes it is wrong. So now I'm like, oh, like all the way in chapter one, like this is wrong. So now I'm having to go back and redo all of it, editing from the start.
I'm so sorry for that. I'm really sorry.
It's okay, but I just want to know that when I give you this manuscript back with the final edits, I want it exactly the way I type it in.
I will make sure that you get it exactly how you want it.
If there is even if there's like an extra, you know, like an extra word that you go, oh, that's weird, leave it. I've read it 8-10 times. I'm not doing it wrong. That's the way I want it. So trust me and do it verbatim. Don't change a thing when I give it back to you this time.
Okay. As
far as the wording goes, everything else, you know, of course, you know, set up the chapters, you know, at the beginning of the page, stuff like that, you know, of course. But spelling, maybe leaving off an extra word if I want to leave it off, adding an extra word if I want to add it. Like I said, now I'm having to go back and check my original manuscript. I can't just go from 15 to 21 now chapters and rechecking it. Now I'm having to check chapters 1 through 21 again.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. It must be frustrating for you. Do you, like, go back
to starting from... It's just going to take a little bit longer. It's just going to take a little bit longer to read through it now.
I'm really sorry. I was wondering if everything is okay at the end. So, you know, like, I thought I should give you a call because I thought you might be mad at me for calling you for the barcodes and everything. So I had no intention.
I'm not mad. not mad at you. I know you're getting. I know you're getting your information from a higher up. You know, so like, whatever they're telling you, you're telling me. So I know you're not the. You know, you're on my case kind of thing. You're not making the rules kind of thing. So I just wanted to make that clear, and I got it through straight with Anna now that we're on. I'm needing nothing else from me. Like, that's what I wanted
to
get.
No, we don't. We just need you. We just need, okay, one thing that we need from your side is the feedback so we can proceed further, and that is the only reason why I called you right now, to make sure that you receive
the
email. Is the feedback. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not asking for anything else. I'm just asking for the feedback. At least you can give me some feedback. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I'm just having to, I went to the first chapter of the book, and it was like, wait, I made those changes already, and they changed them back. So I don't want you to change anything back. I like your edits. So I take them into consideration, and sometimes I'm like, oh, yeah, right, that sounds better. However, sometimes I'm reading it aloud, and I go, that doesn't make any sense. You know, like, nobody said, like, people don't say, I will return to you. You know, they don't say that. They say, I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
So while grammatically it's like, oh, yeah, you write return. That's the right word. Well, in this case, no one in a casual setting is talking like that. So it sounds sophomoric. It sounds a little juvenile. It sounds like, you know what I'm saying? It sounds like a school project or something, you know, kind of thing like that.
Yeah, that's how people usually talk. I mean, there must be some errors. Yeah. So
I'm having to go back. So it's going to take just a little bit, and probably by hopefully Friday. If not, I'll work on it next week.
Sure. You know, like, if you're, like, in the middle of editing and already, like, if you're working on the document, please do highlight. You know, like, whatever you're changing, just highlight that so it's, like, easier for
me. Well,
that's
what I was hoping I was hoping you would do. I was hoping if you change it, your editors change it, that they would highlight it. But they're not. So now, again, I'm having
to
go
talk
search.
To them. Okay, so we have some new people
about
in
what
the team.
They
changed.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm really sorry. We have some new people, like one or two new people. I think they are doing your edits right now. So I'm really sorry for the inconvenience, and I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. So,
Can you also check the back cover, the writing that I wrote? Is word for word what I want.
Sure, let me open
it. I hope they didn't change the back cover.
No, the back cover team is top notch. You'll just get exactly what you want for the back cover.
No,
so,
I mean
the
it's just the wording. I hope the wording didn't change.
No. Can I read it for you if you want?
Because I did edit it. I did edit it from the first and third paragraph, I think. And then, like I said, when I went back to see, the first and third paragraph had been changed.
Okay, so let me see. You are talking about the exceptionally wet spring and the air that is thick. It's always thick and heavy. I seem to notice it more today. Wave was a pizza place in front of the dive bar and the back with a reputation of for good pizza and a 5 for 2 on the weekends. The sun was just about to set and the night shift was just coming on. We had to come in early, hoping to see me, or so I was told. I didn't think my schedule was so predictable, but I guess when you're in a place long enough, we all become creatures of a habit to a certain degree. I stopped by for a quick slice and maybe a beer, but this time it turned into a much longer visit. Is that so? Is that what you want?
That sounds
on the back
right.
Cover?
Yep, that sounds right.
Sounds right. So I think we have, like, we're on the same page for the book cover, but where, you know, like, if you're talking about the editing, there must be some miscommunication because of my team. So I'll make sure it doesn't happen again. So please, please, please do me a favor. It's something that I'm asking you to do. If you can highlight or underline the changes that you're making, so it's easier for me to explain and point it out in front of the team. So, you know, like, they don't repeat the same mistake again and again. Because that's how I would know the changes you are, you know, like, looking for.
Okay. I might not be able to do that because I'm already kind of halfway in.
Okay.
I've already kind of made it a lot of time doing that. I was up, like, all night last night just kind of, you know, going through the first 30 pages, I think, or something. So just as long as whatever changes I make, and I send it back to you, that's exactly what I want. Don't change it from there. No changes whatsoever. And like I said, I'm going through it 3 or 4 times now. So there's nothing that I slipped. There's no slipping. I did exactly what I wanted.
Okay, sounds good. I'll just talk to my team about it, and we'll make sure to, like, this doesn't happen again.
Okay.
And apart from that, is there anything else?
I think we're all good.
We're all good, and yeah, I just wanted to check in, so, because I did not, like, get back, like, I did not receive any response from your side, so I was like, I should call.
Usually I would send you, usually I work on it right away and then send you the edits right then, so this time it was just longer. This time I was, like, finding
things. Yeah, so, you know, like, it's
full
script, and but then again, it's a lot of hustle, and, you know, like, you must be frustrated. You must be mad at us for you, like, sending it to Matt.
It's a long process.
Yeah, I know.
A long process, and we just want to make sure it gets right, you know, like, it's kind of...
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to be...
the where I want it.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's a thriller and a mystery, we should get it right, and the wording should be approved, like should be chosen right, so, you know, like, people can actually feel the suspense and the thriller to the
exactly
world.
Yeah, and like I
it's
said like
thriller.
I've lived in the South. I know like what's that?
Oh, you lived in the South.
And you know, the colloquialisms and the sayings and stuff like that are just native to that land, so it's kind of like that's where it's coming from. Well, it's just that, you know, sometimes when somebody maybe is editing and they're like, well, I've never heard of that before, but
yeah.
I have, you know,
I
it's kind of like getting people from their canon, you know.
Yeah, I find it so cool. Honestly, I find it very cool. The words and the accent and everything. So, yeah. So what do you do?
Yeah,
like,
so,
what do you usually do apart from, like, writing, if I may ask? Because I
I'm an artist. I'm an artist and teacher.
Oh, okay. And what do you teach? Like, what are your majors that you're teaching right now? If I may ask, because I know nothing about you.
Sure. Sure. I teach visual arts, and it's for a non-for-profit in Chicago. So I can hire about 15 to 20 high school students a semester to work in the visual arts, and they're
cool.
In doing so, they're getting job training and resume writing and, you know, interview skills, you know, along the way. So it's kind of teaching high schoolers how to work in the working world, you know, maybe in the visual arts, maybe in other things too. My company does a lot of things. There's writing, there's visual arts, there's culinary, you know, there's a lot of stuff. So After School Matters is the company.
Okay.
And you can look
us
up if you like that.
Do you have any, like, page where I can see your artwork or something like that?
Right now, you know, I got rid of my website a while ago, just a little bit ago, actually. But I'm on Instagram, and all of my work is on IG right now, so that's usually how I go through.
Do you use Threads for, you know, like, to share your thoughts into your writer? You're almost a writer-to-be. I think this is your first book, right, in the market?
It is, yep.
It is? So it's like author-to-be. You should use Threads to, you know, like, share your thoughts with the world, and I think it's going to be great for you. Even if you create an account and make your own, if you ask your students to follow the account and promote it on their pages, I think it's going to be great for you to promote Angels at Way.
For which platform are you talking about?
I'm talking about Threads. You have not
Threads?
Threads.
Oh, Thread. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, you should use
it.
I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, like, something that is going to benefit you.
Yeah?
I think. Because, you know, like, if you work with students, you know, like, our age, you know, like, our generation usually is great at dealing or handling social media. So you're going to be, like, ask them to follow you or, you know, like repost or maybe
like... I'm actually surprised at how much, like I said, I don't use a website anymore. It's just kind of useless.
Yeah.
I've gotten more sales and word of mouth stuff through Instagram. You know, just people saying like, "Hey, I saw your work through this, and I got your work, blah blah. I want this, you know, sales,
you know,
and
like
blah blah. What's
your
prices?"
Sometimes it just comes up on your feed, and you just get likes, and like people
right,
comment
right.
if they like something. I think it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own as well. You don't need it.
Yeah, awesome.
Anything, anyone
right.
to support them.
Yep.
Social media marketing.
Totally. I will be, I will be investigating those things.
Do let me know, I mean, like, do let me know if I can follow you, if I'm allowed to follow your account. So
okay.
I would love to see some of your, link works online.
Yeah. Totally, Sasha. Thanks.
Thank you.
And I'll be,
Yeah,
and I'll be getting back to you, like I said, as soon as I get some more edits done. And when I do that, I will definitely, like, leave a note and kind of reiterate, do my word for word, just like take my word as gospel.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for your feedback on the edit,
and
we're good for the book cover, right? The front and the back. There are no further editing
nice.
Changes. There are no further changes that you want for the front and the back cover, right?
Right. Just
and
as long as, too, I think you read it to me already, but just to make sure just that back cover was exactly what I sent to you. You know, there won't be a word here
like
and there.
The Angels at Way is written in yellow, and then you had the South introduction, something like that. And then I already read it for you. And then there's this picture that you sent us, right? We've used it as, as an adaption for your book cover.
Oh.
Okay?
It looks great. It looks really nice, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Are we good?
Thanks, Sasha. Yep, good.
And sorry again if you said that I called you for asking for money. I did not have any intention like the day I was calling you and asking you about the barcodes and everything. So I'm really sorry for that.
No problem.
No problem.
Thank you.
Good.
See you, Sasha. Have a good night.
You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.